This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bring some cash. Bring a lot of it. If you're planning on parking, you don't have a spot right now. I know my spot that's normally like $7 a day, $6 a day, $60. So, make sure you're... ready and prepared if you don't have a spot.
Supply and demand at its finest hour.
So just be ready for that, and also be ready to hear Yankee fans.
Rapid isn't a bad way to go. That RTA system is not terrible. And far cheaper than paying that number. Woo-hoo, that leaves a mark.
Guardians lineup is out. They just released it, so hopefully we will... We will see a little couple changes here. We are seeing some changes. Let's go through the lineup one more time.
Yeah, so Stephen Kwan is starting in left field. That's expected, no questions asked. Kyle Manzardo, the designated hitter, hitting second. What do you think of that?
I'm okay with it. I don't have a huge problem with it. Manzardo was hot coming into this thing, coming into the playoffs, and who knows, maybe being back home. He has not faced Clark Schmidt yet, so I don't. I always think that's advantage pitcher, but it's okay. Here you go, a fresh start, and he'll go up against somebody he's never faced before. So hopefully he's watched a lot of tape and he knows exactly what's going to be coming at him. So I'm okay with Manzardo. I really like Manzardo when he came back up the second time. It was like, okay, now I see why they wanted this guy.
I think the future is bright for Kyle Manzardo. I don't think he is a bad player in any way. I think he helps you win baseball games. I would not hit him second in this lineup.
Where are you hitting him?
Continue to do this. I'd hit him further down. I think you either, at least if it's me, I think you either bump Jose Ramirez up one and have him hit second to get him more ABs, to get him a chance with Stephen Kwan on, maybe start getting him going. Or, man, as much as it might be overreaction theater to a couple people, I would debate moving Brian Rocchio up to that spot.
Okay, so we talked about that before the show today, and I don't disagree. Like, I'd like to see Rocchio the way he's been hitting the ball. In the playoffs, I'd like to see him get moved up in the lineup. But sometimes I think you have to ask yourself, is somebody hitting well because they're in the spot that they're in? And when you're batting ninth, you know the pressure's off. It's not like anyone is expecting you. But you also know that you're pretty much have an auto out at the eighth spot with Austin Hedges. So you're only really batting eight. Let's be honest. I mean, Hedges, as much as we love him and think he's great, that 0.00 batting average is not fun in the playoffs.
No.
So,
well, it's not fun.
He's only had 9 at bats. So, I mean, again, 0-for-9 in 162 games. Okay, I get it, but you can't be 0-for-9, and so you're giving up. I mean, it's an auto out at 8. It really is. Please make it so it's not, though. Make it so it's not.
I want Brian Rocchio higher in this lineup because I want the guys who are actually hitting to get more at bats. I've always thought the whole idea of having the second leadoff hitter at the bottom of the lineup to be utter hogwash. I've always thought that was so dumb that why am I taking someone who's good and is hot and is hitting well and limiting the amount of at-bats that they have? I want that guy higher so that he gets more at-bats. I want that guy to hit more often because he's at least seeing the ball well and he's patient and he's having great at-bats. And frankly, all season long, that dude has shown up when you need him most. There's a lot of eighth and ninth inning hits out of that guy. And as much as we want to sit here, and I'm as analytical as you come, but like there's something to that when you need a knock, that dude's up there. And so I question Stephen Vogt in the fact that we're not bumping Brian Rocchio up a little bit and saying, hey, I want you to get more at-bats. Hell, even move him to fifth. Like it doesn't need to be two.
Let me ask you though, is this Vogt that's putting this lineup out? Do you understand what I'm saying? It may not necessarily be him. If we talk to Brian Anderson, okay, I'm just making sure.
To the front office who's putting it together.
Well, Univac. I mean, Univac.
Hal 5000.
Yeah, Hal's doing this.
2001 A Space Oddity. Whichever one you want to point to.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Maybe they tried to move Brian Rocchio up and you got, I can't let you do that, Stephen.
See, I told you.
I can't let you do that, Dave. Like, it's, maybe that's the case. I don't know. But alas, that's the move that stood out to me. That I'm like, good golly, what does this kid need to do in this series to hit higher in this lineup and get more at-bats? Like, it's driving me up the wall. Anyway, Third, Jose Ramirez, great, should be there. Fourth, Josh Naylor, scuffling as all get out, swinging at stuff out of the zone. I get not moving him because hopefully he can turn it around, especially in the getting back home. Lane Thomas in center field hitting fifth, fine, no issues. Right field, Daniel Schneeman.
Also a part of the 0.0 club, but he's only had one at bat. So,
what do you think of Schneeman in there instead of either going Brennan or Noel?
Well, Noel is, I mean, and 0.67 in 15 at bats isn't much better. So I don't know. I like Noel when he walks up to the plate. I have that little bit of a, hey, check out how big this guy is, man. I think he can crush it. And it just hasn't come through.
There's a ton
and Brennan's
of
not much
him.
Better. I mean, Brennan's been scuffling too. A scuffling is all relative, regular season versus postseason. But when your batting average is 1.00, it's not great. You know, it's not helpful. In five games that he's been out there, you know, what's he? Does he even have a hit? Yeah, he's one hit, 1 for 10. But who else are you going to – I mean, what else are you doing here? Manzardo's been a little better than these guys.
Yeah, I'm okay with Schneeman being there. It was just one of those I thought it was interesting because Schneeman felt like the in-case-of-emergency break glass guy. Like, that's what he was there for, was in-case-of-emergency break glass. And it feels like maybe Stephen Vogt, Hal, if you prefer, and the front office are going, hey, right field's an emergency. We got to fix this because Brennan is – I wonder how much of it's the at-bats he's had that have been a little ugly, and how much of it is his fielding out there.
Do you think it's overreaction then to put Schneeman there?
No, I just think they're trying
something. Who else would you play there?
I mean, heck, you're stuck with what you have, so I guess I don't really have a whole lot of
movement. This goes back to the decision to keep the extra pitcher instead of bringing somebody else along.
But
the other question is, all right, who else were you going to bring along?
Even if you bring up Tyler Freeman, are you really looking at Tyler Freeman and going, all right, offensive weapon, Tyler Freeman, let's go. No.
We had the guy yesterday said bring up Banzana. Banzana.
Kicking. The ball really rockets off Riccio. His bat when I saw him.
Riccio, Banzana. Riccio. They're all the same. Yeah.
Man Lizard.
All right. So where are you at now? Jimenez?
Yeah, Jimenez.
I told you Jimenez's numbers going into this thing against Clark Schmidt. I'm okay with it, man.
So I like Austin Hedges in a catcher to start this game. And the reason is a really, really dumb reason.
So you can bring Bo Naylor in off the bench?
I am so sick and freaking tired of Austin Hedges coming up with like runners in scoring position or bases loaded or those moments that we're all looking at when they pinch hit Austin or when they put in Austin Hedges as a fielding replacement and we're all immediately like, oh God, he's going to come up with the bases loaded, isn't he? And sure as hell, he walks in with the bases loaded, and we're all going, oh, God, why
is he here? Let me ask you this.
I would feel slightly better with Bo Naylor coming up in that kind of a situation.
So would you be good with him bunting to get a runner over? Is that better than letting him take a regular at bat?
Why would I want to take the slowest guy on the team
to get a runner over,
hit the ball the least far from home plate
because
so that he could get into a double play?
Well, maybe not a double play. Maybe you could move the runner over. So you'd rather have him strike out?
Slow people, yes. That's only one out instead of two outs.
Yeah, how do you know you're getting two outs in this scenario?
Because I'm having someone who's slow bunt, which is a move that you make when you're fast.
Can we admit that slow people do
fast things, bad things happen, unless you're running a diesel race, which is just wildly entertaining.
All right, let's just say, and again, I talk about Jimenez.
Every track fan out
today,
there just pumped their fist.
I'm talking about Jimenez against Clark Schmidt because he is 5 for 10 against him. He's 5 for 10. So
I feel
good about Jimenez in today's game. I hear you. But so let's just say, you know, you send Jimenez. Hedges knows he's got to get the bat on the ball, the bunt. I trust him to do that. Now you got the run over to second. I've eliminated your double play.
Well, yeah, because he comes up with the bases loaded. That's
I'm not
problem.
Talking about the bases loaded at this point. I'm talking about just average regular game. So now, wouldn't you feel better about letting? It's almost like letting a pitcher hit at that point, right?
Yeah, but
you're
not
getting any offense out of Hedges. You're not.
It's 2024. The pitchers don't have to hit anymore.
Can you just give up your silly?
Thank God.
Bunting is stupid. I can't think out of the box.
What?
Okay, so let him go up there and strike out.
Bunting is dumb. I'm sorry, it's dumb. It's dumb. We have statistics that prove that moving a runner from first base to second base with more outs lowers lowers your ability to score runs. We know this. We have the numbers to do it.
If you know Hedges is going to make an out and you've got the opportunity to move somebody over, move him over.
I'd rather have him make one out instead of two when he bunts. But, and then
I don't understand
why you.
Where is this guarantee that it's a double play?
Because he's an 18 wheeler.
Where is the guarantee? But you're talking about the guy coming from first, not the guy going from first to second.
Yeah, you pick it up.
So you have no faith in any of the speed. I don't know. Is Schneeman fast at all? I don't know. I've never caught him.
I think Schneeman's got decent speed. He's got something there.
Would you put him on your track team?
Diesel race or regular?
Regular.
I don't know. Probably. He's probably faster.
Well. Anthony, bail me out. Anthony in Cleveland Heights. Hi, hi.
What's up, Anthony?
I can't do that for you, sir. Hi, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, bunting is the gadget play of the baseball now.
Thank you.
You are compounding one bad break, which was Fry getting his elbow injured by bunting Austin Hedges. I can hope that he gets a hold of one when he's up to bat. That's all.
So let's just say this. You know how when you play blackjack, you always assume that the card under is a 10? Do you just assume Hedges is a strikeout?
Jet the fly ball to or left.
I think I called yesterday. It was or the day before, and I mentioned that is. I mean, the catcher thing. I'm not the first one to say this, but the getting zero from the catcher position has been such a problem because again, we don't have any other options, right? It's a specialized position, and you're stuck. You are stuck. There's no good answer there, unfortunately. So I'm with the position that don't compound the mistake. I know it's good.
That's all right. All right, quickly, because I got to run here. Keep going. What do you got?
So I thought, you know, Schneeman interesting, but he, you know, Clark Schmidt's worst pitch is his sinker, I think, and Schneeman, you know, if one of these sinkers does not sink. Maybe Schneeman was the right pick there. Also, Josh Naylor and Manzardo might get a hold of one because they both hit poorly thrown sinkers well. So I don't have a problem with Schneeman there. Given how bad Brennan was.
All right, thank you, Anthony. Appreciate
with
it,
Anthony. It makes
3
sense.
3 hours, 33 minutes, 30 seconds. Where are you going to be? Are you ready for the game? We are. It can't get here fast enough.